This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, back in the desert. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Halloween, October 31st, episode 1555, brought to you by Kentucky Perform. Is it? Who's bringing
us
the show?
Omega Alpha. It's Monday.
Okay. What is it? I don't even know what day it is. Omega Alpha Equine. Y'all screwed it up last week, so I don't know. Good morning, Horse World.
Halloween, Halloween, creepy crawly Halloween, trick or treating all in fun. October 31st has come.
Ghostbusters! Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Unbelievable. I've got the right show notes open now, Glenn. Hey, happy Halloween, everybody. Glenn, do you guys get trick-or-treaters?
No, because it's kind of every property here has a gate. So, no, we don't.
Yeah. See, I'm on a busy road, but my house is at the very back of the property. So nobody's walking down my driveway.
You have a long lane, which could be haunted.
Well, there's, you know, what do you do with a child who's 3 and a half that you want to take trick-or-treating? You go to their fancy neighborhood around here. And so there's a place called Verado, very Verado. And you go and you trick-or-treat in Verado. People do from like all over the city. And I've been told that there's lines to get to the front door of people's houses. Because it's like the fancy place and they give away good candy. I have lived in one place where I had to give away candy. And, you know, I told you I didn't have any money and I didn't have any candy because I forgot because I didn't have kids at that point. And I handed out money. So I don't know what to expect tonight. I don't know what a 3 and a half year old is going to do for Halloween, but he has a costume that he really doesn't want to wear. And we may end up carrying it around. And that's our Halloween plans.
Well, Lucas would be happy with the streaker outfit.
He'd
be
naked.
Most happy with that, wouldn't he?
Oh my gosh, that's a great. Be like, you can wear SpongeBob or you can go naked.
I think he'd
probably
go naked.
Be like, naked.
Yeah, exactly. He might get more candy that way.
That's my child. I'm proud of him. Whatever you want.
Get more
baby.
Candy that way, or you'll be paying bond. I'm not
or
sure.
Or I'll
which.
Get arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I think we'll keep the costume on. But do you guys have any big plans tonight?
No, we
Did
do
you
not.
Have a good weekend?
You know how I feel about Halloween, so.
You're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
That's the guy. Right.
It's not my favorite holiday in the whole world.
Mine neither, but you know what? I went to a Halloween hunter pace yesterday. One of my clients called me and said, my daughter needs you. We'll pay for your classes if you'll go. Okay. Free cross-country schooling. Let's go. So I went and little Zeus man, because I had no costume or no lead into a costume, I thought this was pretty genius. I walked in my closet yesterday morning before I'm supposed to go like, you know, load them and leave. And I looked, and I was like, what do I have? I have a football jersey from when I used to live in Atlanta Falcons jersey it is. And then I put some white paint and I painted a line down his neck and then some stripes. So it looked like he was my football. That's the laziest costume ever, by the way.
You could have went as a radio show host and just had pajamas and a microphone.
I needed two hands. But that's a really good point. I should have done that. Because I wore my pajamas.
Yep, you could have worn your pajamas. It would have been very comfortable. How'd it go? Did it go okay?
It went great. I don't know if I won. I didn't stick around long enough. I used to work. This is the story. Okay. I used to work at this place. And I started this Hunter Pace and I built their cross country course. And then we had a falling out because that woman is crazy and I had to move barns. And so I took all my students with me. And this barn now has no borders and nobody there, but they still have the Hunter Pace that I started. And I've never gone back because I'm like, I don't want to give my money to that crazy woman who lost all her borders because she's nuts. Anyway, so my student wanted to go. So I went. So I did my Hunter Pace and I did my two rides and then I got the trailer and left. I didn't want her to present me with a, you know,
anything
brush or something for winning. I didn't care. So I left as soon as possible. Anyway. So that's the act. There's always a backstory with horse people, you know.
Hunter Paces are fun though.
But it was a blast. Yeah. So the first one I went out with little Kaylee who had Hogan, who's the one that Hogan is the one that I took to Monty's for the special training summer.
Yeah, the little pony.
The little pony who would run away and buck and be a terror. He was amazing. Amazing. And the mom's like, okay, she's warming up in the arena. Okay. What if he runs away? But I go, you're the reason he's crazy. You make him crazy. Stop projecting on that pony. He was an angel. And so we went out and she's like, she's going to have to be in the lead. Because if you're in the lead, he's going to gallop up behind you and start bucking. Oh my God, he was perfect. I was like, loosen your reins, Kaylee. Let him just play along, canter along. Like, he was amazing. And later on, I got these beautiful text messages from the mom, which I will read you for my Daily Winnie because it was really nice. But the pre-story is that the mom is neurotic and makes the pony crazy. He projects craziness onto the pony. And then Z-Man Zeus was awesome. So I did one with the little girl and then, we trotted and cantered and jumped a little bit. And then I went by myself and I was like, okay, four on the floor. Let's do this thing. And I didn't realize that I passed there was a ditch at the beginning. You go like into, you do this little thing and then there you loop around and there's a ditch. And I was like, oh, I'll jump the ditch. And I come cantering up to the ditch with Zeus, who doesn't usually care. And he freaking locks it up and stops. And I get flung up onto his neck just enough to peer into the ditch, which by the way is like a training level ditch. And there's a dead body in it.
Really?
That was like
that'll
your Halloween decor was to throw a dead body into the, he jumped it on the second go. So ditches will not be a problem.
You might
anymore.
As well put a live alligator in there.
Seriously, I was like, it was just like a skeleton with like a wig on.
That'll do it.
Oh, it was awful. It scared me.
Only thing worse would have been a clown. That's the only thing worse.
Thank God they didn't have that. They had like, you know, like bodies like hanging. I'm with you on the whole like Halloween get scary. I don't like to be scared. I don't want to see scary stuff, but they definitely decorated for the Hunter Pace. But it was really fun. We had a great weekend and Zeus now learned how to jump dead bodies. And
there he go. Now he'll be good for cross country next time.
No problem.
You know, I've never seen a dead body in the ditch at Rolex, so you're fine.
I know. But when we get to Rolex, he's going to be like, easy.
No skeletons anywhere.
No carcass in there.
Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Sorry.
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, Lynn Carrick from North Carolina is going to stop by and he is going to recount his horse rescue adventures that he had recently. And the Wiley voice of Horse Nation, that would be Leslie Wiley, is going to lay down the laugh track for our week. And for a big finish, Thoroughbred Makeover Trail and Freestyle winner Lindsay Partridge is going to stop by and bask in the limelight. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Well, before we get started with the Daily Winnie, I do have a serious note here. This is from Alice, who hosts our NATRC show every month here on Horses in the Morning. She helps run an NATRC event in Texas and told me this morning, and I wanted to do this for her, that one of the competitors that was on the way to her show over the weekend by the name of Jennifer Severson was driving her 2005 Ford pickup and with the trailer on the way to this show, and the rear tire blew out. She lost control and went into the other lane where another pickup truck hit her. And she rolled the truck and the trailer, and she died in the accident, along with her dog that was in the car. Apparently, the horses they were able to save, but we wanted to give our best to their families. She was good friends with Alice, only 20-something year old, not old at all. And the most tragic part of this whole story, like it's not tragic enough, is that her mom was in a car in front of her. And apparently, from what we heard, her mom swerved to miss what was ever in the road. And then, you know how that happens sometimes when you're on the highway. The car in front of you swerves and it's too late for you to miss whatever's in there. And that is one of the things that terrifies me when driving a horse trailer on the highway, is a tire blowout. So our best to the families. And we just wanted to mention that this morning. And now it is Daily Winnie time. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to my co-host. I wasn't here on Friday to get to congratulate her on passing her test last week at Monty's Place. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, what did the first thing Glenn says to me is, did you know you were going to pass before you had Denise on the show?
Well, I didn't think you'd be stupid enough to do it unless you knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
Apparently you were.
Stupid enough. Stupid enough, that is for sure.
So was it harder than you thought? Easier than you thought? What was the story?
You know, it's weird because the practical stuff, the horse stuff, I was like, psh, okay, I got that. Like, I know how to do all the things. And then, but I was really nervous about the written test because that is just, I mean, it was months of studying. I got a 92 on the written test.
Wow.
And like a 73 on the horse test.
Oops.
Yeah. So what they didn't tell you is that, you know, you draw the name out of a hat of the horse that you're going to use for your test. And guess what horse I freaking drew?
Don't
Chrome.
Know.
Monty's horse. No pressure. Like, don't break him. It's Monty's freaking horse. And which you think, oh my gosh, he'd be so good. Except for Monty's been out of town for like a month. And Denise is like, oh, he's going to get a change of scenery from the walker. I was like, wait, what? He hasn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you know, bucking and cavorting and carrying on. And when I'm trying to do join up, and he's just like, yeehaw! He was challenging, to say the least. And they were all new. I guess he was going to be pretty hard when I drew his name. But anyway, yeah, that was definitely high stress using that horse. But I was glad I got the test over with. Hopefully,
it's good you did so well on the written part.
I know, right? It kind of averaged out my score to a passing grade. Well, I guess failing is like 65.
So okay. I was nowhere close,
but when we did.
Well, you know what? Nobody knows when you have the certificate on the wall that you barely passed.
Exactly. Although I was one of the other girls in the class, her name was Magda, and she's Polish, and she took the intro course 6 years ago. So she's had that booklet for 6 years. And I guess she did like. I got like a 98. The girl, Denise, was like, Magda, you had many, many details in all your answers on the book work. And I was like, well, she had the freaking thing for 6 years. She should have memorized by now. Come on, 5 weeks ago or whatever. Anyway, so it's pretty funny. And then the horse exam, she looked at me and we talked about this on the show, but she was like, yes, Jamie, your horse exam was disappointing, but
just what you want to hear.
I know you made that clear on the show. I remember. I was there. I don't want to be
that girl. Well, you didn't disappoint.
Yeah. And what's just the worst is that my confidence going into the horse. So I got this. Come on, challenging me. Gonna be easy. And then you get like in the middle of a round pin and somebody's watching you from above with a pen and paper, and the horse is being a complete jerk face, and you just lose all ability to think. I was paralyzed. It was really weird and terrible, but I passed.
Well, congratulations. Good
Which
job.
Which means, crap,
what, does
I
that mean
do
another one
again?
Now?
Yes.
Do you have a break? Is it like next year or a couple years?
Well, the next one that I can do, because they started one actually today, the next one I can do is next April, 3 weeks in April, leading up to Rolex.
Well, this gives you a whole year to study this year time.
Yeah. Yeah, that works out.
Because you have nothing else to do.
It's just the exam. I mean, it's not the exam. It's just the next course. So I hopefully we'll do that in April, 3 weeks. 3 weeks in April.
All right.
Should be fun.
Is that right before Rolex?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. My daily Winnie goes out to, I'll finish the story, a little Kaylee who rode Hogan over the weekend in the horse, in the event. Kaylee is a very, very chatty, nonstop talking, pink wearing 10-year-old girl. I mean, except when she's in a lesson with me. She, on her first riding lesson with me about 2.5 years ago, her mom goes, I've never seen her this quiet. She'll warm up to you after like the first week or two. It's been 2.5 years. That child still does not talk to me. I don't know. Her parents are like, this is a phenomenon. We've
I had
never
the problem
seen
for the first 2 years we were together, too. I just couldn't
yeah.
talk.
Yeah. Just couldn't talk to me. You're so nervous. Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, I don't know what I do to this child, but I think that she hates me. And I'm like, I don't understand why they keep paying for her to come to me. She does not. We're on the trail. I'm like, are you okay? Do you want to get in the front? Like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Just yell something. And she still, you know, it's like, and I'm like, this child hates me, hates me. I don't know why they keep torturing her. And then I got this text message last night. Here it is. I have to tell you, even though Kaylee doesn't talk much, she said that you are the best for her because you tell her to go do something, which makes her do it. Other instructors ask kids if they want to do it and give them an opinion. She said you make her a better rider because you tell her what to do because you know what she can handle. Those are her words. She also said you're not allowed to move to Oklahoma.
Well, that's neat. Well, you know, that is true, too, what she said, because so many instructors are that way. And I know the way you are. So it's like, just go do it. I don't want to hear any excuses.
Yeah. Well, that's the type of people I ride with, too, is like, go do it. Yeah. Just go.
Just go. George Morrison.
All right.
I want to
talk a little about the radiothon because I have a child screaming.
Yes. Well, the radiothon is less than a month away, so it is time. It is time to gear up, and we have been doing that. So this is the scoop. We have over $3,200 in prizes this year, and it is time for you to get your entries in to win those prizes. So what we want you to do, and there's going to be a special this week only, but let me go over some of the prizes with you. We have $3,200 worth, so I'll just run down the list quickly. A North Run Saddlery Bridle worth up to $200. You pick which one you want. We have a couple of pairs of the Cavallo Trek hoof boots. We have a custom Beta Biathane bridle from that's worth $125. Total saddle fit. You get your choice of a Western or English shoulder relief girth worth $150. We have a dressage performance pack from Kentucky Performance Products, which is a 75-day supply of joint armor, a 65-day supply of Elevate maintenance powder, and 3 tubes of the trouble-free calming paste. That's $175 value. We have a subscription to Monty's Equus Online University worth $120 and a Monty's Dooley training halter, which both of our horses wear. We have the Certified Horsemanship Hour. We're giving away another pair of the Cavallo Trek boots. We also have a combo pack of the BioStar Theracom EQ and the book Whole Foods for Horses, written by Tigger, who's one of our hosts. That'll be in the Healthy Critters Hour. We're giving two of those away. That's a $200 value. We're giving away a pair of the Smooth Stride jeans, which I saw Jamie wearing in the pictures from Flag Is Up Farm, worth $115. We also have an official coffee of the Radiothon this year, and that's Cowgirl Coffee. They're giving away a $100 pack of coffee, and they're going to be providing the studio here and Jamie's house with coffee for that day. So you're going to be getting some Cowgirl Coffee. Also, we have Benefab Therapeutic All-Purpose Saddle Pad and Sore No More worth $120. We have an Equity Flex and Fork worth $80. And then the grand prizes are more than I had thought, because Weatherbeta came through with more than we thought. This is what's just one winner at the end of the day is going to win this prize. And that's any pair of Dublin Lifestyle boots up to $280.
Oh, my gosh.
A Weatherbeta Freestyle 1200, one of their new Comfortech Premier Detach and Neck Medium Blankets worth $230. One person's going to win all this. Noble Outfitters has given away a prize pack that includes their canvas jacket, all-around cowboy boots, a wave fork, a viper knife, a 5 o'clock hoof pick, and six pairs of their boot socks for a total of $500. There's a male version of that and a female version of that, so whoever wins, you can pick yours. And then Redmond Equine has given away a year's supply of Redmond Rock on a Rope. That's 16 rocks. 16 Rock on a Ropes. They're giving away 6 months supply of Daily Gold, six Daily Gold syringes, one of the Redmond Equine hats and t-shirts for a total of $500. So the grand prize alone is worth over $1,500. So this is over $3,200 of stuff, and the prizes keep coming in. So there's going to be more than that even. This is how you can win. You have two ways to win. You can send in a voicemail, and we would love it to be entertaining in some way. Maybe you sing a song, rewrite a song about your favorite hosts on the Horse Radio Network, about your horse, about your barn, about our advertisers. They love when you write songs about our advertisers. Just anything like that. Sing it, send it in. We don't care if you suck, because listen to Jamie. She sings all the time.
What?
She sucks.
What are you talking? What?
So, that's not hard to get better than that. Write a poem, or you can do a voicemail and tell us about your fantasy ride. That's the theme this year. Pick a horse from history or a horse that's still alive today and tell us about your fantasy ride. Why do you want to ride that horse? So we're all kind of picking out our fantasy rides, and we're going to ask all our celebrity guests that question too. So won't it be interesting to hear who George Morris's fantasy ride would be? We have a whole bunch of guests that we're booking, but now's the time to start getting your voicemails in. Go to what you want to do is go to holidayradiothon.com, holidayradiothon.com, and click the enter to win. It has all the instructions there how you can get your voicemails to us. There's even a new way. You just click a button, and if you have a microphone on your computer, you can just, or your phone, you can just record it right onto the website. You can send us a voicemail through our voicemail line, call it in, or just send us a sound file by email. It's all listed there at holidayradiothon.com. We are going to give you double the points this week. We're going to give you two entries into the hat that we do the drawing from on Radiothon Day if you send your voicemails in by November the 8th. So get them in by November the 8th, which is this let's see here. Yeah, what's the day? Yeah, it's coming up.
November 8th is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So November the 8th, if you get you got a whole week to get your entries in. We want to get them in a little earlier this year, so I'm not so swamped the day before. But get your entries in. We'll give you two entries by November the 8th. They're due by the November the 15th. So definitely get your artistic juices flowing. We had 100 voicemails last year, and we would really like to see that over that this year. And there were some really, really good ones. Now, we did get this is for someone who sent us in an entry already, who sang a song about Hanoverians that was, by the way, unbelievably excellent and is in the run for the opening song of the day. But you didn't put your name, so we don't know who you are.
No.
So if you send in the Hanoverian song, we want to know who you are because it was really good. So email me with your name or Facebook me or something, but let me know who that was. So
didn't you just hit reply on the email?
No, it was voicemail. They called it in. I have the phone number, but I can't find it. It's a cell phone. I can't find out who it was. So definitely let me know who you were, because it's really, really good. The bar has been set high with the first entry already. We want to get your entries in. Give us a call.
And I just think it's total BS and unfair that you have to pick one horse that you wanted to ride.
I know.
I have an entire long list.
I know. I bet you do. I bet you do. So get that in. We want to see your entries. HolidayRadiothon.com coming up November 28th. Take the day off work. Call us that day. By the way, we did get this question already. Can you send a voicemail and call us that day? That's the only two ways you can enter. Yes, you can do both, and you'll get an entry for calling us. Right.
Hey, Glenn.
So, yep.
There's an important something you missed.
What's that?
You missed. Every hour, all 12 hours, or 11 hours, because 12 hour 12 is the grand prize. Every hour, we're also giving away prizes. So when you enter, you are eligible for a prize every hour.
That's true. Your name stays in the hat.
That's right. So you actually, when you send in your voicemail or call us online or whatever, you are entered to win a chance at 13 different prizes. 12 different prizes. One every hour plus the grand prize. So there you go.
That's right. Very good. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you, Jennifer.
That's going to be fun. You're going to be stressed out and freaking out. I see you do this to yourself, too.
I do.
You know, just like I do.
I do. But it was so much fun last year. I had to do it again.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, goes out to all of the retired Racehorse Project Thoroughbred Makeover Divisional winners. Now, actually, congratulations goes out to everybody who got in there and did it. I mean, talk about adding pressure to something. I don't know how the people do the Mustang makeovers, and I don't know how they do the Thoroughbred makeovers. So the winners for the different divisions, barrel racing went to Deborah Kaiser with Morning Rainbow. Dressage went to Lauren Turner with Fairway King, which, by the way, shout out, my girlfriend Laura Borghiziani came in second. Eventing, Kathy Wieshoff and Speed Rail won, and whoop whoop, Elisa Wallace on Heron's Waltz came in second. Field Hunter, Sarah Davis, and JJ's Local Law, Freestyle, Lindsay Partridge, and Trivia Time. Polo, okay, this guy has the coolest name. His name is Buckshot.
Really?
Buckshot. Yeah, S-C-H-O-T-T. There's parents messing with him. And Strong Angel won the Polo. Ranch Horse, Russell Littlefield, and Trick Roper. What a great racehorse name for a ranch horse.
Yeah, Trick Roper, that's great.
Show Hunters went to Tyler Wythe and Greeley's Magic, or Wythe. Show Jumping, Isabella de Sousa and Carajillo. Now, you guys remember, we've had Isabella on the show before. She got her horse straight out of Hidden Brook Farms and last year. And so this year, she actually went back and won the Show Jumping. So
is that the young girl?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
she's it. Like, what, 17 or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. She's really young. But she won the Show Jumping.
Wow, so that's great.
Good for her. Trail Horse went to Lindsay Partridge and Trivia Time, which you also heard them winning the Freestyle. And Ambassador Award went to Michelle Craig. And she was, I believe, the dressage rider. It was awesome. It was so fun to watch. They had the live stream going, and you had to just get through about 6 minutes of commercials, but it was all horse commercials, so it was fine. And I got to watch a couple of the freestyles before class started. So it was really fun to watch. Everybody was gathered around my phone while we were watching it and saw some really impressive and then some
challenging,
not so impressive
challenging
freestyles. This poor guy goes in the arena, Glenn, and he's got a horse and all these props, and the horse is in hand and a bridle, and the horse is tacked up. And if you guys watch this, you know what I'm talking about. He comes in the arena with all his props, and the horse is galloping circles around him, bucking, double barreling. The entire 4 minutes or whatever, he had to drop all his props.
He did a bucking demonstration?
I was like, at first I was like, oh, bless his heart. And then I was like, maybe he's meaning to do that, because the horse just like did not stop bucking. And it just was so agitated, poor thing. And he just didn't know what to do. So he just would jog it forward and then turn it around and trot it back. And then the thing just kept double barreling and running circles around him. Oh, it was so sad. I felt so bad for him and for the horse, because the horse was clearly, it looked like it was wearing a bucking strap.
Wow.
It was that bad. Poor little thing. Anyway, if you know who you are, I'm sorry. I'm right there with you. I was with you. My heart was with you. But then some other ones were really, really impressive. Bridleless demos. I gotta learn that bridleless thing, because these people are good. And we're going to actually talk to to one of the people that was actually in the makeover, Lindsay, who won a couple of them. So
yeah, and she won last year too. So she's been on our, Lindsay Partridge's been on our show a couple times, because, and oh, by the way, Lindsay Partridge was also in an episode of Heartland.
What?
Yeah, you can ask her about that too.
I will.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it was Lindsay that was in the episode of Heartland. I'm almost positive. But yeah, she won the freestyle last year, and she won the all around. What's that called again?
The all around?
The,
I don't know.
People's most favorite. Wanted. Yeah, most wanted. She won that last year. But so she's coming back. Hopefully we'll catch her. I think she's going to be on the road, but we'll hopefully catch her. Congratulations to everybody. It looked like the event went off very well.
It did.
Yeah.
It was very, it was just so exciting. And everybody that posted about it on social media was just so thrilled to be there, and it just seemed like a really big, heartfelt love of the thoroughbred coming together. What I love is I read a lot of the racehorse stuff. And I think it was the Thoroughbred Daily News posted about an article about how the Thoroughbred makeover wraps up in Lexington. And what is awesome to me is that they're talking about this rider, Turner, who specializes in combined training out of River Birch Farm in Jasper, Georgia, said she just competed in her first CCI one-star three-day event last month with her older horse. And they put in parentheses, that's comparable to a graded stakes race. Like they had to make it thoroughbred-y for the thoroughbred people to understand.
For the betting people who don't understand.
For the gambling people that don't speak eventing, they had to like compare it. Oh, it's comparable to a graded stakes race. Like, so I thought that was pretty funny, like watching thoroughbred people try to translate what actual real riding stuff is, you know, and vice versa. So it was really cool. I do believe, so it'll be fun to kind of follow along with that. And I do believe that our guest is on the line.
Let's
Glenn,
talk. Can we talk about Omega Alpha here? Or is he?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's get him on. Okay. We'll do the Omega Alpha after. So we have a guest on here I wanted to get on because this is such a neat story. And he's going to tell us the story of his adventure on a trail ride, not your average trail ride. So we have Lynn Carrick on here. Hi, Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you you being on. And you're a firefighter, right? Is that?
Yes, that's what I'm doing now for fun.
Okay. Well, be safe. Be safe. All right.
Oh yeah.
So tell us. You're from North Carolina, aren't you? Isn't that what I heard?
No. Okay. I'm from Michigan.
Okay, gotcha.
And this camping experience took place in Michigan. I'm just in North Carolina fighting fires right now.
All right, good. Well, tell us about, you went on a trail ride, you went camping and on a trail ride in northern Michigan. Take the story from there. Tell us from the beginning.
Okay, what had taken place is there's a spot up there called Vanderbilt, and there's elk herds in the area. So we like to go in that area once or twice a year. We got a late start, wound up missing my turn to the campground, and ended up about a mile and a half past where I was supposed to turn. Well, we noticed something up on the road, thinking it was an elk. Renee, my better half, she grabbed her phone and started videotaping. And as we got up to it, we realized that it was a horse, and a young horse at that. And as soon as we spotted that, noticed that it was a horse, a wolf ran from behind it and into the woods. And it was really close. I would say within 40 yards.
Ugh. So he was tracking this this horse?
Yeah. As it turns out, that wolf had been tracking him for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Actually wound up chasing it out of its camp. The owner of the horse at the time tracked the horse down the road, found a couple of spots in the road where the horse was frantically circling. He couldn't figure out why until after we got together and told the story. So we figured that the wolf had chased him out of their campsite, run him through the woods. He wound up on the road, had him circling a couple times, probably trying to get a good bite at him or something. So there's two spots where it was frantically circling, trying to get away from this wolf.
And this is this was a baby, right? Like a weanling?
Weanling, 4 month old.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay. Birthday's either a couple days from now or a couple days past. I forget what they said.
So you're driving along on a road and you see this foal run out across the road and then you see a wolf right behind it. What on earth? And this is all on video. What did you do?
We're kind of dumbfounded. We didn't know what to do. And we're talking back and forth, you know, what do we do? The wolf is gone. The baby starts running away from us. And so I just follow. You know, I'm thinking maybe it's heading back to where it belongs. Mm-hmm. Now, we're way out in the middle of nowhere. There's no houses. There's no houses probably 10, 15 miles away. So it has to be a camper in the area. So I was thinking maybe he was heading back to the campsite. Well, it went maybe 60 or 80 yards, and it said, I'm done. I can't run no more. He was losing fight. So Renee hollered, and when it heard her name, he kind of stopped and looked back. And it was like, well, cool, he's done. So I hollered, and it turned and started walking, moving towards the truck. So I got out of the truck and ran in front of the truck. By the time I got to the front of the truck, it's now running towards me.
Jeez.
I had to jump in front of it to keep it from literally running into the truck. So thank God that it had a halter on it. So here we are standing in the middle of the road in the middle of nowhere with a baby horse. What do we do with it? I'm still thinking that the campsite's ahead of us. So I said, all right, I'm just going to have to walk it to our campsite and deal with it from there. Thank God a car came along. He had a map, and that's when I learned that I had missed my turn by about a mile and a half. So now we're stuck again. What do we do? I don't want to walk this thing that far because he's worn out. So we made the decision to throw our dogs in the back of my truck and put the little guy in the back of the stud room. And it's a pretty good jump into this stud room now. It's probably about 2.5-3 feet from the ground. So we're wondering how we're going to get this guy in here. And so I went inside, rearranged things so that he couldn't hurt himself.
What's a stud room? Hold on. I want to know what a stud room is.
A stud room is in the compartment of the trailer where you haul the horses. It has a wall that you can lock a separate a horse.
Okay, gotcha.
From the rest of the horses in the trailer.
Gotcha, okay.
We use it for dogs.
Okay, gotcha.
Our camping dogs, our trail dogs.
Smart, so anyway, I like it.
So anyway, I turned to go back out, and Renee was at the door with this little guy, and he saw that spot, and it was right now. He leapt up, and he jumped up inside there, and he's standing right next to me.
He wanted out. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Get me out of this place.
In the trailer. So you knew he wasn't a wild horse because he was wearing a halter. That was my first thought, is like, oh, my gosh, he's separated from his herd. But it's not a wild horse because he's got a halter on, and he's clearly very, very lost. So you get him loaded up. You go back to where you missed your turn. Thank God you missed your turn. Because you wouldn't have seen this poor little thing. Otherwise, he'd be wolf bait. And then you make your way back. And so you drive up and you're like, hey, anybody missing a horse? Like, what do you do? What do you say? It's not like you found a dog.
Yeah, really. Well, when we got back to our campsite there was only one camper in there. And they were in bed. So we kind of figured, can't belong to them because they'd be out searching, you know? So we made the decision to, after we set up our camp, got our other horses situated and everything like that, we made the decision to put him back inside the horse trailer for the night. Just to keep him safe. So as we did that, we got our fire going now. We're just talking about the event, and not too far away from our camp, a wolf howled. And we're like,
you pissed him off. You took his lunch away.
That's what I'm thinking, you know. So now we have no choice but to keep this little guy safe. And we didn't get no sleep that night. That little guy was in there banging on the walls. You couldn't sleep through that. So the next morning, we're grazing feeding him. We had no idea if he was even off or weaned. We didn't know what we were doing, because that night he wouldn't drink, he wouldn't eat grass, he wouldn't do nothing. We're thinking, how young is this guy? Renee had it pegged at 4 months. But we didn't know what he was able to do. We thought maybe he was still nursing. So thank God next morning he calmed down after the last night's event, and was able to start eating and drinking on his own, and that big relief off of us, you know. Because we thought we were going to have to run the town, get some formula of some sort for this guy, you know, basically nurse him back to health or whatever. So we're standing there, and another camper trailer comes pulling in and stops by us and says, by chance, did you guys find that horse? He says, yeah, last night about dark 30. And says, there's a lady out on the main road on horseback looking for it. I says, well, cool. I says, if you go back there, would you tell her that we have them? She can come down here and pick them up. He said, well, I can grab them and bring them down there. He says, nah, she can come here and pick her up.
No,
pick up the
yeah, yeah right. Exactly.
I want to make sure, you
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I mean? I want to make sure that they do. It does belong to them. So just then a DNR, a Forest Service officer who was running the park, pulled through. So I was able to have him go over there and contact the owners, and she came over about an hour later, and we told her the story. And in the meantime, Renee and I are talking. It's like, what are we going to call this guy if we don't find the owner? It's like, no brainer, you know, Dances with Wolves. That's what he had done the night before, you know?
Yeah.
So we talked, and I offered to buy him right there on the spot. I says, this little guy came into our life for a reason. Would you be willing to sell him? She says, no, we don't want to sell him just yet because we just purchased him on Wednesday.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm thinking, what? She says, yeah, we went to Indiana, I think it was, bought him, and we didn't want to go home yet, so we came right straight here to the park and decided to camp for the weekend, which they told us they bypassed their house, didn't even go home. And I was thinking, why would you bring a little guy? So anyway,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we, she decides, no, she doesn't want to sell at this time. So we turn the lead rope over to her. And at the time we're turning the lead rope over to her, we look up in the air and there's two eagles flying above us. And for my heritage, that's powerful medicine, Native American. Right. So that was a big sign for us that this was meant to be. So she takes the little guy, Dances with Wolves, she takes him back to their camp, and we go for our horse ride that day, and it was a wonderful ride. We saw a herd of elk, big bull, took a lot of pictures. It was a great day, thinking we're not going to be able to see this little guy again. We get back from our ride, and there's a note on the door, their name and number, and they would like to ride. Well, the next morning, they show up at our campsite bright and early, wanting to go for a horseback ride with us. We're like, yeah, cool. That'd be all right. And they waited. We had to wait for another group of friends that we were expecting to show up. So they waited there for 3 hours talking about it. And the owner is Mike. He's talking, you know, calling him Dances with Wolves. I says, are you going to keep that name for him? He says, I think so. He says, that's a pretty good name. I'm thinking, cool. So we didn't know this at the time, but they're kind of like scoping us out, watching how we're treating our animals. And when we went to saddle up our horses, they moved over by us and was watching how we were acting around our animals. Didn't know it at the time. They were just watching to see how we treated them. So we go on our ride, and throughout the whole day, I keep asking Mike, well, did you decide you're going to buy him from you? No, not yet. He says, talk to her. Well, what do you think? You're going to, you know, all day long, I keep asking to buy this guy. So we go for a ride, and we're getting closer to their camp. So she says, why don't we sneak in over by our camp, and you guys could take a look at the little guy, you know, Dances with Wolves. I said, yeah, cool. At least be able to say goodbye to him, you know, type of thing. And He pulls him out of the trailer, and he's sitting on a stump, and you can see that he's looking a little depressed or something. He's not as chipper as he was earlier. I asked him again. I said, well, what do you think? He says, we might be able to work. I'm thinking, cool. He says, looks over at his wife and says, you better ask her. So I looked over at her. Well, what do you think? She says, okay. She gave us a price. I looked over at Renee. What do you think? You already know what I think. Pay the man. So here we are. Here we are. We're going camping. Find a horse. Now we're bringing home a horse. I'm thinking, this is a great weekend. You can't top this.
Dogs are going in the truck.
Yeah. Dogs in the truck.
Yeah. I hope you can fit in the glove box. So anyway, as we're leading the horse away from the campsite, and they're riding with us because they want to come to our campsite and get paid, obviously. We're riding out of the field that they're camped in, and it's a bright sunny day, and all of a sudden, big old sun shower. Big old drops. The sun's reflecting off all the drops. I mean, it was cool and pretty because we're in fall colors. The leaves are turning. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Wow, this was all meant to be. Wow.
It was cool.
All because you missed a turn.
Exactly. You know, why did we miss that turn? Why did that wolf push that little guy our way? You know, a bunch of questions of why.
There are no accidents. There's no accidents. It just goes to show you. Well, hey,
What did you end up naming him? Is it still Dances with Wolves or?
We tried to name a horse a while back, Dances with Wolves. Somebody had already taken it, so we decided to go with Maingan Manado, which is Wolf Spirit.
Well, that's perfect. Between the eagles and the wolf. And Renee all that.
Exactly.
And
the cool thing about it is in his history, way, way, way back, there was a tribe that had a white stallion in their area running loose, and they called it a spirit horse. So this really fits.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for telling us the story. We really appreciate it. I know you have to get back to fighting a fire, and we appreciate you doing that, too. But congratulations. This was meant to be. I'm glad you have the little guy.
So am I, man. I hope he grows up to be some sort of a Hercules.
Something, right?
That's
He's blessed. Yeah. Well, thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
All right.
Thanks for having me. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. That was meant to be, huh?
I missed my turn, and then I found this baby horse. Oh, my gosh. What a crazy story.
Being chased by a wolf.
You did a great job telling it, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate it. He is a firefighter on forest fires, I guess. And that's why he's in North Carolina right now. And I think he was taking time off the line to visit with us, so we appreciate that. Tell us a little about Omega Alpha, and then we'll do our song.
All right. Well, let me give you a little backstory. Just so you guys know, in Georgia over the weekend, there was, and I wanted to bring this up, and this is the best time to do it, I guess. There was a horse that is on Nutrina Wrangler 12% pellets. Okay. Nutrina Wrangler pellets at a barrel race. And remember a while ago, horses started getting sick from eating some grain that was processed alongside with cattle grain.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of going on again with this feed. Yeah, it just kind of starting to come out.
I haven't heard about that in a couple of years.
I know. Yeah. And so it's a horse over the weekend at a barrel race and a couple of them, and it was sold in this one place. Well, I call my vet because I'm freaking out because I feed Nutrina, not Wrangler livestock feed, but I feed Nutrina. So my vet's like, just hold off. Just hold off feeding it until more information is attained. So if you guys feed Nutrina, I don't know, maybe you want to hold off too. So my point is, I go and I hold off on the Nutrina, but my horses still want food. And I'm not willing to dump out. I have like 600 pounds of feed. I'm not willing to just dump out. So it's actually still in the bags and it's sitting there. So I do feed beet pulp as well. So I thought, well, I'm going to give these guys some beet pulp. And the first day I give beet pulp and I'm like, okay, well, that's not really a great way to sustain a horse. So then I went to my Minirec. So I'm now feeding beet pulp soaked just because I'm holding off on the feed, and I'm feeding them a scoop of Minirec. And what Minirec is it is a vitamin that has calcium, magnesium, silicone, manganese, copper, boron, selenium, zinc, vitamin C, all the vitamin Bs, the vitamin Ds, the vitamin Es, biotin, folic acid. Excuse me. It has so many wonderful vitamins in it, and it's also an electrolyte. So it helps aid in muscle recovery from Zeus's little exciting weekend, and it's a multivitamin as well. So check it out if you are needing some minerals for your horse and you want to give it in a natural way and a healthy way and the right amount. Then definitely check out Minirec. It's OmegaAlphaEquine.com. I will keep you guys up to date on the feed thing. I haven't heard anything else. I haven't heard of any other horses getting sick. I'm just being a freaked out mama at this point, but better freaked out than, you know, sad.
Because that's what you do.
Because that's what I do.
Thank you very much.
And Chad's like, why don't you want me to? I just bought the grain. He's like, why don't you want me to dump this in there? I'm like, just don't. Leave it alone. I'll get back with you.
Explain it.
He's like, we got 600 pounds of grain in our garage. I know. Just leave it there. Don't worry about it.
It'll keep for a couple days till they figure it all out.
It's in a bag.
Yeah,
it'll
be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. It's not 100 degrees here. It's winter. It's only 99. You'll be fine.
Exactly. By the way, I can give you a little more specifics about where it was sold. The feed... It says the feed had no outward signs of any problems. This is somebody's Facebook post that was at the barrel race and their horse like died. They've been on regular 12% pellets by Nutrina for years. We buy our feed weekly. They're dumped in plastic drums, inspected. You know, they don't have old feed sitting around. There were no visible signs of anything wrong with the feed. We purchase our feed from Town and Country Feed in Natchez, Mississippi. Mississippi. So just so you know, Nutrina feed ring, Nutrina was contacted. A rep was sent down. So they got some feed sample testing going on. So just, I'll keep you guys posted.
All right. Sounds good. Let's hear a little Beaches of Cheyenne. And then we have a couple of guests coming up. Yeah, we have Leslie with Horse Nation, Wacky World of Horses. And then a big winner over the weekend at Thoroughbred Makeover, Lindsay Partridge, will be joining us again, like she does every year when she wins. So she'll be back. This is a little Dan Roberts.
Packed up all his buckles, shipped his saddle to his dad. And by the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door and patch the walls. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out, well it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. They told about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said, "Then I don't give a damn if you never come back from Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
That's Dan Roberts with Beaches of Cheyenne. You can find all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. That's oldbootsmusic.com. Well, a couple of things here on Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair today. We wanted a follow-up story for you. Reckless, the Reckless statue that we talked about. We had them on and the author of the book and all of that. And we were talking about the statue that was being done and it was going to be put up at Camp Pendleton for Reckless. Was officially, they had an official ceremony with the statue and opened it this week. So you can go visit it if you're in the Camp Pendleton area. You apparently can go check it out. It's at the same place as the Korean War Memorial is. So it looked like a neat ceremony they had there. And it is such a cool statue. It really is.
It's beautiful.
They had the base. We had seen the top. We had never seen it with the base, with the stone base and the plaque and everything. It really is cool. So if you're ever in that area, that's in Camp Pendleton, Virginia. I think I'm right about that. I think Camp Pendleton's in Virginia. Jennifer,
I only know Air Force bases, so that's not an Air Force
Camp
base.
Camp Pendleton is in, what am I thinking? Camp Pendleton's in San Diego.
No, you were close.
Yeah.
not
even close. So anyway, that was unveiled this week.
People are yelling at you right now.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking it was going to be in Virginia, but I guess not.
Well, cool. I'll go see it. Hey, another news story for you. This sweet little boy, he's 8 years old. His name is CJ Hackett.
That's a cool name for a kid.
CJ Hackett. Well, he used to ride therapy horses, and he decided to donate all of his birthday money, $356.26, which seems like a lot of birthday money, to help build a new home for the horses at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania Mounted Patrol. The mom was like, "Are you sure?" And he pushed over the money and said, "They need it more than I do." And so he got to go out and they did a kind of a human interest story on People magazine about him. And they followed him around and he's hanging out with the police and the police horses. It was really cool. So good job to him. My son donated all his birthday money to MASH, but he was only 2. So I didn't get a news story by People because he didn't really know he did it anyway.
He had no idea. He just gave up all of his money.
Like, what? No presents? That's what birthdays are.
That's funny. Hey, though, one other story, too, before we get to Leslie. You remember the old guy wandering cowboy, Doc Mishler, who got arrested when he went across? He got his horses taken from him when he went across the bridge to go into to New York City.
Yeah.
Remember, he's been traveling around since the year like 2002, and when he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and he decided he was going to go on a more spiritual life, and he took these horses, and he's been traveling ever since then. He got in trouble because they said his horses were malnourished and dehydrated and an open saddle sores, so they took his horses, and they arrested him for animal abuse. Well, he has now filed suit against New York City for $50 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Claiming that the city seized his horses, that that was wrong, that they weren't malnourished, and he wants his horses back and $50 million in pain and suffering. So he's filed suit for that. In the meantime, he's due to court on January 9th for his neglect case. And the horses have been in the care of the ASPCA since then. What I didn't realize is that this guy has Facebook pages against him. There's been a whole bunch of people complaining about his trip. I don't know if it's because he's super religious or because in fact was true that the horses were mistreated, but there was this whole Facebook campaign to get him off the roads and to get his horses taken from him. So, yeah, I didn't realize that this has been a story for years. This
reading into
Doc
this,
Mishler.
Yeah. So the veterinarian said that the horses were malnourished, dehydrated, and had open saddle sores, open wounds, and I kind of think that he was then charged with three cases of animal cruelty.
Yeah, I think there were two or three horses. Yeah, that's right.
And then he is suing for $50
million.
There's an imbalance somewhere.
Yeah, I think that he found an inexpensive lawyer is what happened. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that story. I just thought it was, when I saw the $50 million, that jumped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's due back in New York on January 9th for another court appearance in his new neglect case. In the meantime, the horses are at the ASPCA. Whew.
Yeah. His mistake was riding into New York. I mean, first of all,
that
who wants to take their horses in downtown New York? Not me. So that was his first mistake. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I would just like to think that, like, oh my gosh, all these people are being so mean to this poor sweet old. No, it sounds like the veterinarians.
No, there's been a problem all along. Apparently, he's had his horses. He's run into trouble before concerning his horses. Yeah.
Damn people.
And you know, New York, they want all the horses out of New York anyway. So that was a really dumb move.
Exactly. Those people hate horses in New York. Get the hell out of here.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
That's right. It's time for our friend Leslie. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, man, my stomach kind of hurts. Laughing. I just got around to listening to the Horse Husbands episode from last week, which featured my dear husband, Tommy.
Is he sleeping on the couch?
Oh, my goodness. No, I thought it was really sweet. All those guys, you guys are awesome. You guys are probably better than we deserve.
There you go. We can end the show on that. Thank you very much for joining us today. That'll be the end of the show. Nothing more needs to be said. Jennifer, please write that timestamp down. We need to take that out and use it all the time.
I do believe, Leslie, from what I heard, was you sent, because I haven't heard it yet, but it was presented to me as you are a controlling freakazoid who sent in some top 10 things about
how
awesome you are.
Not me. I didn't say that.
Uh-huh. There's a shred of truth in that. Yeah, you know, I think I was just maybe a little bit worried about the conversation that was going to take place. You know, having your hands tied, not actually being part of it. I just wanted to suggest some talking points. So I sent in a little list of reasons why, I mean, these guys really should be, you know, thankful for being married to such amazing horse.
But see, that's not what it was, Leslie. It was a little list about why your husband should be thankful for being married to you.
Yeah,
you were not thinking about the populace in general. You were thinking about you.
It was a little specific, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that they were relatable statements.
to every horse wife out there.
yes, including I think that the number one reason, which I think made the show title, tight breeches. It's all about the tight breeches.
Yes, that's pretty much was the theme through the whole show. Now, sorry, Jamie, but I have to interrupt here. If you want to hear that, it was last Thursday's show episode on Horses in the Morning. And I will say that your husband is a lovely guy, but such a nice guy.
He's so nice.
Did you know, Jamie, that her husband is like 6'5"?
Yeah, remember the stripper heels she wore at her wedding?
Well, let me tell you what. And he's really super nice because he's sending me a gift. So that's the other reason that he's really...
Is it bourbon?
I can see how you two ended up together because he is so tolerant of you. I mean, he's so happy to be with you.
He's super supportive. You know, I like to, and I think...
Tolerant, I think, was a better word, actually.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, I loved how you had listener questions coming in, and one of them was addressed to everyone. How do you feel when, your wives are out spending so much time at the barn? Do you get jealous? Do you, is that irritating? And you guys were all like, nope, they need it. And a lot of times, Tom, I'll be sort of getting a little bit... uptight at home, and Tommy would be like, "Sweetheart, have you been to the barn today?" I'm like, "No, I'm not." And he'd be like, why don't you just go to the barn, And they know, you guys know.
I did that on Friday with Jennifer. I was like, "Get the hell out of the house and go ride your horse."
Yeah, I think you feel like you're this composed, balanced individual, and then I think it was Saturday to me because I had come home from my course. I'm gotten home late Friday night and I got up Saturday morning and I'm trying to feed everybody breakfast, and Chad's like, "So when are you riding?" And I was like, "Well, what do you mean? I gotta get all this out." He's like, no, when are you, please go, just go, I'll finish breakfast. Get out of my house. And I'm like, you're right, they know that we need it, we need the assistance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. We need the assistant, and as you guys also pointed out, it gives them time to watch football in peace and quiet.
Yeah, and that's why couples get divorced, is because people don't have an outlet. You need an outlet. You need to get the hell out of there sometimes, and we have found our outlet, and our husbands appreciate it. When it's time, get out. That's a really interesting to hear that, Glenn. I can't wait to listen to
it. It is a good one, and also we found out that Leslie is a superstar soccer player.
Well, really? I wouldn't call me a superstar.
Your husband seemed to think so. Apparently, he got back into soccer because he was missing it and really needed. He was getting fat and needed to do something exercise wise. Dragged you along, and now he's coaching you. You're on his team.
I had never played a sport with a ball ever in my life. Had no desire to watch ball sports involved. I mean, nothing. The only horses. That's it. Sport. That's as far as I want to dip my, into the sporting life.
Well-rounded. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
But I mean, this is me. He decided he wanted to form this adult soccer team to be in our little adult, we have like a little adult league in our area. And he's supportive of me. I'm trying to be supportive of him. So I joined the team. And I would not say I have any ball skills whatsoever, but I am brave. And he said, it's me versus a 1,200 pound horse, staring like a six foot two. I play defense. A 6'2" striker is like nothing to me. I'm like, you want to run me over? Good luck. And then I get under the feet, take them down. It's great.
You're 6'2". You're not 16'2".
Right. Yeah, way, exactly. You have nothing. Good luck.
Well, he is a super nice guy. It was good to meet him. And it was, we had a good group that day. Claire's husband too was super nice, Alex. So it was a good group. Joseph filled in from Equity, who provides a different perspective because he is kind of a horse guy. So it was good.
Yeah. Really fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you had a topic, I guess, on there that you completed an extension of on Horse Nation.
Yeah, there was a Morgan did a, well, actually, she every now and again will let her her husband do her, Morgan Schmidt has been doing, she does her line of comics is called The Idea of Order, and she has been with Horse Nation since the very beginning, contributing a comic every single Wednesday, except on the rare occasion when she lets her husband step in and do a comic for her, which is always very illuminating. And so she did a guest comic last, she let him do it last week, and the topic of his comic was, what will we do with $75,000? Boyfriend versus horsey, unhorsey boyfriend versus horsey girlfriend. And he could think of many things as sports car, just a, the pleasure of standing in a pile of money and throwing it up in the air, like...
These are all little stick figures that he drew, by the way.
Yeah,
he's really, also he's really good, actually.
large boat, a bobcat, you know, typical boy toy. Boy,
what is the last thing? It's like one man.
Looks
he's
like
in
a mariachi band.
Yeah, it looks like a mariachi. Maybe you just want. Maybe you could just hire a mariachi band to like follow you around all the time.
And that's it. Okay, that makes sense.
Right. For a while. and then on the girlfriend side, it's just a picture, a stick for a figure of a horse and potential options for what to do with this horse. Ride it in a circle to the right or ride it in the circle to the left.
And that was it.
75,000 big ones. Well spent, in my opinion.
Yep. Yep. So...
That's and
yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. Very
funny. It's always hard to describe a comic, so we'll post the link to that on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. But you usually provide us with a list of things to talk about, and one of these things was not on the list, and I have to hear about the unicorns that are taking over London.
Yeah, speaking of, I meant to put that on the list because that cracked me up. Apparently, last week, it was the phone company. I think it was Three that did that. Do you remember that series of commercials a couple years ago with the moonwalking pony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it? Or maybe it's not Three, but it's another phone company who apparently just.
Blade 7 phones. It's like London British version of the iPhone, I guess.
Yeah. And it is the mobile network 3. So yeah. Same marketing team that put together the moonwalking pony. Now decided to have put a unicab out on the streets. A carriage taxi pulled by unicorns.
Oh my God, they did it justice. I mean, these horses look amazing. They actually have rainbow manes, but like different textures, and the mane is really impressive. And of course, the mane matches the horn, which matches the tail, which probably matches, I don't know, yep, the feet. the pink hooves.
The pink sparkly hooves, yep. Yeah, they really did. Yeah, they really did the unicorn concept if only we lived in London, I totally would have been out there hailing a unicorn cab.
And so you can actually hire them to drive you around London. Let's get in a truck, right? Let's get in the plane right now and get out to London, because they're just adorable. It's like Black Beauty back in action in London, the cab horses.
Who doesn't want to get in a taxi pulled by unicorns? I mean, that is, and it's a brilliant marketing campaign because people are just out there taking selfies with the unicorns, and the rides were free, and And like, what happened? I mean, when you show up at your workplace and hop out of a unicorn cab, you know,
you
win.
You win. You win.
Yeah. Yeah.
You win in life. It's fantastic. Now, the last topic that you guys had, and of course, you can go on horsenation.com and see the article. But 10 reasons having horses is like an election year, but better.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, Leslie, before you start this one, because I was just reading number one there. I was at a podcasting conference not too long ago, and I met a guy who, and everybody, you know, when you're at these and you say you're into, you do horse stuff, they always know somebody who has horses and they have to tell you about them. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know this person that has horses. And instead of telling me about him, he says that's all they post on their Facebook page is horse pictures. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all they post. I said, yep, welcome to the horse world. That's
right. That leads us to number one, which is this is why having horses is like an election year, but better is our social news feeds are full of posts about it. Ain't that the truth?
I love what you wrote. Every time we roll our eyes thinking, oh, great, another political post, another friend somewhere is rolling their eyes thinking, oh, great, another horse post. That's exactly true. That is so true.
Very true. Yeah. Unfriend me. Whatever. I don't care.
He actually asked me, is that all they think about horse people? I said, why do you think our shows are so successful? Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's right. One person at a podcasting conference once said, you have an unfair, this is what he said. He said, you have an unfair advantage. Your people are like addicted. I said, yep, that's right. That's right.
That's right. Yep. We are a little bit obsessed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like number two on this list, everyone is just talking about the same things over and over. Blah, 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 immigration. Blah, 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 foreign trade deal. Blah, 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 guns. Or blah, 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 new brand of supplement, blah, 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 jumping a jump, blah, 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 I love my horse. Same things over and over again. It's true. It's kind
of
true.
Probably you could find as many pictures of people kissing horses' noses as you could find of Trump.
Guilty.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I know. I love the kissy selfies. The reasons why having horses is like an election year, but better is health insurance is a big topic. Everyone needs it, especially if you like to ride green horses or, you know, horses at all.
Oh, man. I love Go ahead.
Go ahead. Number four. I love it.
Everyone is dressed in ridiculous costumes. You call it power suit. I call it tailored sportsman.
Ain't that the truth? Now, tailored sportsman is a little out of my price range, but it's still a ridiculous costume no matter how you look at it. Mm-hmm. Number five is everybody talks crap. But not quite the same way. One guy's a liar. He's a misogynist. He's a womanizer. She's a liar. Blah, blah, blah. Cheat. Da, da, da. My horse pooped enough for 10 horses when I trailered her down the street. That's their Facebook post.
Just a little different kind of poop.
Yeah. Just some different poop. I love this. We're all invested in who wins. Give us the answer to this.
Who's going to run the country? Who's going to win the Kentucky Derby? Because I placed a giant bet.
Some things are just priorities for us. Mm-hmm. It's very true. See, because horses is like an election year, but better is we all have lots of reasons to drink.
Yep. Politicians and, of course, sick, naughty, accident-prone horses.
Yes. It's all over our bumper stickers. <Isn't that>
Vote for whoever, or I'd rather be riding.
Did I show you the picture of the bumper sticker that I found that said, if you're cute, rich, and like horses, honk.
No, I didn't. I have not seen that one.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. You can post it because you need a bumper sticker thing. I was just driving around in Scottsdale, Arizona, and saw, if you're cute, single, and like horses, honk. Oh, cute, single, rich, and like horses, I think.
I think my husband might put his foot down on that. Not that anyone would ever honk.
I was like, baby, because I don't think it said single. I was like, baby, you should honk. He's like, I'm not rich. I was like, 2 out of 3. He's like, that's a crazy horse chick right there. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Hey,
Before we let Leslie go, we have to get to our next guest, hopefully here in a second. But before we let you go, we were saying earlier in the day that it's less than a month to Radiothon. Are you guys getting prepared for the final hour?
We are already. We've been ready. We've been waiting our whole lives for this.
Well, we do have all the prizes posted now. And like usual, on the last hour, during the eventing hour, we will be giving away our grand prize, which this year is worth over $1,500 worth of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that in your hour. But I do need to know who your guests are, so email me that as soon as you can.
Okay.
She doesn't know. She doesn't prepare.
Oh, I think she may not have, but I think Jenny's probably working on it.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Every yin needs its yang.
Yeah, it's
true. We've got to keep you in suspense.
That's true. Well, we're looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. And that's coming up November 28th.
All right.
Down the pike.
Can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Leslie.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Well, now, we last year had on one of the big winners at the Retired Racehorse Project Makeover, and we've had her on since then. She's a regular guest here in the shows. We love her. She's one of the best, obviously, thoroughbred trainers in the country, in both countries now, Canada and the United States. And, of course, we're talking about Lindsay Partridge, who sees fit to just go down and take all the prizes every year. Lindsay, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, how could we not have you again? You won competitive trail, and then you went and got third in competitive trail also, and then went on and also won freestyle again. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was definitely a very proud moment for me.
I bet. Now, Trivia Time was the horse that you won trail and freestyle. Tell us about Trivia Time. Beautiful gray.
Yeah, she's basically, I posted to Facebook earlier, well, I guess it was last year when I was looking for my horse for the makeover, and I posted that I was looking for a chestnut gelding. So naturally, somebody posted a picture of this gray mare, and I just thought she looked really, really cute and had to go out and pick her up. And there was somebody else who messaged me about a bay gelding that they just needed a home for, that was high strung and needed a lip chain and all of that. So I went and picked him up at the same time. And then my other horse, Pentland, I ended up getting from Ohio because I saw him on the Stony Hollow Creek Facebook page. So I ended up with three horses for the makeover when I was really only looking for one chestnut gelding. And ironically, none of them ended up being chestnut gelding. But all of them turned out to be really, really great. So I'm really proud of how they all did at the makeover. That's for sure.
Gray horse is such an unusual color, gray too. I don't know. It's like a weird gray Appaloosa thing, but it's a thoroughbred.
Yeah, I looked them up. I forget what they're called. I think it's like Tectura Spots or something like that. But it goes back to a horse that an original racehorse way back when that first had those spots. And they show up every now and again. So I'm assuming that at some point she's going to gray out and probably turn all white. But for now, she looks kind of like a galaxy, which is pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Now, I watched your freestyle. I saw the video. We'll post it on our Facebook page. Jennifer, you can find it on Lindsay's page. We'll post it on our Facebook page, too. You know, and I love the freestyle, but you did something I've never seen at the end. And I've seen a lot of freestyles over the years. The thing where you pulled the tarp, this great big tarp, and you went under the tarp with the horse. By the way, you were riding bridleless and saddleless, right?
Bareback and bridleless.
Yeah, yeah. So she rides under the whole thing, by the way. She rides under the tarp, and then they pull this tarp over top of her. And when they pull the tarp back off, you are on the ground with the horse, which was so cool.
Yeah, it was very special for sure. And it was kind of a neat little, we called it our Houdini trick, because we were just sort of playing around one night with the tarp. We only practiced twice before we came down to the competition, and we were just sort of trying to play with the tarp and see how we could move it around, and that was just sort of something that evolved out of it, because I was thinking I'd like to get her to lay down. Originally, when I was trying to put together a routine, I was thinking I might get her to lay down in the beginning, and then get on her and have her stand up and then do some riding. But I think it definitely worked out a lot better finishing it that way. People seem to love it.
Oh, I think that you won it because of that.
Well,
I really do.
I mean, the way that it timed with the music so beautifully, I got choked up at the end. I was like, oh, my God, that's so beautiful. But I'm a little bit of a crier, so I don't know. But it was really, really cool. Talk to us a little bit about, I mean, you're an eventer, right? How does one learn to, and you're with your background, lay a horse down, ride bridleless, saddleless? How do you accomplish all these? What is your background?
Great question. So I've actually, my background is I started as a jumper and I started natural horsemanship when I met Gary Combery when I started working at Pleasure Valley doing trail rides. And that's when I first sort of started got introduced to the idea of trying to get a horse to think with me rather than just get their feet to move with me. And that sort of spiraled, and when he passed away, I continued learning from the Pirelli program. I learned from Jonathan Fields, from Karen Ralph, Dressage Naturally, freedom-based training, and I decided to just sort of open myself to learning and try to absorb as much as I could about horse psychology, but also learning about centered riding and trying to get my body position and my energy to sort of mesh with the horse as well. And the key that I've really found has been that, well, the coined phrase that I use for Harmony Horsemanship, which is sort of the program that I teach, is understand yourself, understand your horse, and understand the language that connects you. So it's about understanding how your body energy, how your cues can work with the horse, how understanding your horse's body language when they're ready to do something, if they're staying relaxed through what you're doing, and then understanding that language piece about, you know, how horses respond to body language, how they respond to pressure, and what is a reward that's going to work for them to help them want to do it again for you.
Well,
so it's kind of a loaded question.
Apparently you've got it down because you keep coming down to the United States and taking all of our trophies home. Now, before we let you go, we are running out of time here. I just wanted to, do I remember right that last year, by the way, we just had the head writer for Heartland on the show a couple of weeks ago. Did I remember right that you were on that show?
Not on Heartland, but we filmed a movie called Unbridled. So my
oh,
first dreamer, he's,
gotcha.
The premiere is coming out. Yeah.
Ah, so, gotcha. Okay. I guess I put Canadian and Heartland together, right? So so you should be on that show. Let's just throw that out there to the universe.
That would be super awesome, but who knows? Let's see how the future goes.
Congratulations again, Lindsay. By the way, what's your website? Tell everybody where they can find you.
HarmonyHorsemanship.ca.
HarmonyHorsemanship.ca, and we appreciate you joining us on your drive.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Have a great rest of your day.
There you go. She learned from a little bit of everybody, which I think is the right way to do it. You know, just take it all in and figure out what works for you. And obviously, what works for her works.
It must be working. No, it was really beautiful freestyle. I mean, my gosh. After seeing hers last year and seeing this year, well, she has come a long way just in a year of what she was able to accomplish that quickly. And the horse is a really unique color. It's like very dark with like white spots. And it has.
She said it looks like a galaxy, like the stars. It kind of does, actually.
It does. Yeah. It was a really unique color. So it was really neat.
Good for her.
Her freestyle was great. So you can find it on her Facebook page as well.
And congratulations to everybody who competed this year.
All are my heroes. Every single one of you, even the one with the little bucking horse that went just crazy in the thing. That would be me. So I get
we
you.
We can all relate.
We can all relate.
Well, tomorrow we have the jumping episode. Emily will be back, and then Jamie will be back here on Wednesday. Don't forget to start getting your entries in for the Radiothon. The voicemails are brought to you by horselovers.com. And you want to go to holidayradiothon.com and click on the Enter to Win tab. It'll give you all the instructions on what you're to do. That's it for today. If you want to listen to us, the best way to do it is horsesinthemorning.com or on our app, iOS or Android. Just search for Horse Radio Network.
Sounds good, everybody. Have a great day. Spay, neuter, and geld. God, I kept almost said weekend. Why do I think it's Friday? It's Monday. What is wrong with me? I wondered where you went. Yeah.
We'll see, everybody. Take care.
I was like, did I lose him?